Commissioners Court for Friday, December 30th, 2022 at 9 a.m. begins here.
We'll go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of the Franklin County Commissioners Court, an open meeting here on the 30th day of December at 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courtroom in Mount Vernon, Texas. We would, and Sam, since this is your last day and you've been our prayer, would you mind saying the prayer for us?
Our dear Father, we do thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the blessings you send our way each and every day. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that this court and this county has provided for us. Father, we ask for guidance and wisdom as we do the county's business. Now, Lord, we just ask you to keep everyone safe as they go home in the fall. And Father, we just pray that you would guide and direct everything that we do. And just in Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen. Amen. If you would rise, let's do our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Before I go into we're going to executive session for a little while. I don't think we're going to be long today. But when we get out, we'll be recognizing our commissioners and our elected officials. This will be their last day. And so if y'all want to hang around for that, we'll do that a little bit later. All right, in the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to add 2 minutes to public comments today to give you a little bit longer and to speak. So we do have quite a bit to do today, so we'll get going after that. Who would like to speak today? Susan, I'm going to start with you.
And since there's no sign-in sheets, if you will, before you start speaking, say your name and speak up, because it's harder to hear in here, and we want to make sure we get it good on the audio as well.
I thought everybody knew me.
Susan, if you want to, hers is right there. I'm going to move yours over here. Is that okay? Ah, she didn't say anything.
Thanks.
All right, Susan, go ahead.
Before I start,
thank you for the 2 minutes. That's the best present I've gotten in a while. My name is Susan Olson. I'm a hardcore activist, and I live in Winnsboro, south of the county, south of the lakes, not even remotely near what might be a solar farm. And I'm here today, I want to repeat a quote. Facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passion, they cannot alter the state of facts or evidence. I'm going to present the facts, and I'm going to show you the evidence. On October 24, the moratorium that was adopted was designed to give the court up to 180 days time to study the impacts of and develop policies and procedures for addressing large-scale industrial development in Franklin County. They weren't designed to stop it. But the county attorney, apparently on a first-name basis with NL, wants to rescind the temporary moratorium based on two unsigned letters. Anybody would like a copy, I'd be happy to give them to you. Threatening legal action by NL Green Power, the developers of Stockyard Solar, for standing in the way of its demand for a road use agreement. Okay. Why does NL need a road use agreement? Why is that the basis for their threats? Because they are just about to miss a construction deadline. On October 11th, 13 days before the moratorium was adopted, NL signed an agreement with Oncor. the local transmission service provider, which was subsequently filed with the Public Utilities Commission, in which, in this agreement, on this timeline, NL is bound legally to complete construction of an all-weather road to the entrance to its proposed park. That entrance is on County Road 2010, and I know this is a terribly tiny little map, and down here in the very bottom, there's a little cutout on County Road 210 that is the subject of that requirement and was filed with the Public Utilities Commission. It's slightly ironic that the April 23rd deadline is almost 6 months to the day following the adoption of the moratorium. But if NL misses that deadline, according to this document, according to the contract it signed with Oncorp, they're going to forfeit a $5 million irrevocable letter of credit. They probably don't want to do that. Exhibit E of that document details that credit arrangement and their $5 million letter that is tied to the completion of that agreement. That moratorium was designed to be temporary to allow the county to develop standardized policies and procedures. Standardized policies and procedures like a road use agreement that might have been available to NL had that those documents not been dissuaded from a vote by the court. Adoption of a standardized road agreement is on the agenda today. I believe it's item 11. I'm going to need a little bit more, please, sir. I'm trying to speak slowly, and I've got a number of these handouts here I'd like people to see. But now the county attorney wants to approve a resolution stating the county's opposition to industrial solar development. That was never the intent of the moratorium. My guess is that in order to placate crazy people like me, trading that resolution will get us off the case and allow the moratorium to be rescinded. I disagree with that, but that's another thing. Also on the agenda today is the adoption of guidelines and policies for county tax abatements. On July 21, Judge Lee signed an agreement with a company called CAPEX, consulting agreement. And the idea of that agreement was to develop, among other things, and it's in the title, abatement agreements for Stockyard Solar. Now, the result of a Freedom of Information Act produced the draft guidelines that CAPEX was going to propose. It included the following provisions: no limits on the amount of an abatement, no fixed job requirements, a 10-year term that mirrored their other tax credits, a specific definition that basically defined the Stockyard project, and a ridiculous 45-day time limit from the date of application to that abatement being granted by the county. Now, bear in mind that NL was expecting a 65% 10-year abatement on $400 million of investment that produced two jobs. My lawn service company employs more people than that. The guidelines proposed for adoption today would require the creation of more than 126 jobs for a capital investment of comparable size and would limit the term to 6 years, period. This is the breakdown of abatements, time, percentage, minimum investment. Happily, the court voted to terminate the CapEx agreement on November 14 and developed its own criteria, not slanted in favor of NL or anybody else for that matter. They offer clear, unambiguous, a level playing field for any entity seeking abatements and give sole discretion to the county to approve or deny. From leasing its first property in April of 2020 to its July 21 registration of the Solar Stockyard project with ERCOT as a generator, to its October 11 agreement with Oncor and subsequent filing with the Public Utilities Commission, it is clear to me that NL has had the full expectation that the county would submit to its desires. This is a timeline of every lease that's been signed, acquisition of any easement, any activity undertaken by anybody since the project began through today. I'm closing up. Thank you. But despite what appear to be best efforts on the part of some people, the county has not folded. And during it all, for all intents and purposes, NL has held the court and the people of this county in utter contempt. It's just business, right? It's just business. So today I am urging the commissioners to vote to show NL it's not just about them. It's about Franklin County. Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate your indulgence.
All right. Good man. Yes, sir. Can you come over here? Because we got our reporters over here. Whenever she's trying to visit some county clerks, they can't hear, so we figured we'd just get
you close. Oh, okay. My name is Larry Coleman. I live in Tall Tree. And I know a lot of time has been spent and a lot of effort, but I have a proposal of a resolution that if you would do it, it would simplify everything and would take care of the problems now and in the future. And I got copies for each one of you. I think there's enough for each one of you. And I'll read it and then I'll be quiet.
Okay.
It has resolved that no facility built for the production of electric power in Franklin County, Texas is to be approved. The only exception would be if 80% or more of the electric power produced by the facility is for Franklin County, Texas. Any other exception must first be approved by the voters of Franklin County, Texas. This vote is not to be published, it's to be in a published general election with a yes or no on the ballot. The document will be effective of whatever date the county commissioners have signed and agree to it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. You walk around. You're up.
Well, give me a minute to lay out my exhibits that I want to flail around. But I'll be in it. Thank you, Your Honor. May I begin?
Sure, go ahead.
I speak in favor of retaining our six-month moratorium on industrial solar developments to give Franklin County the opportunity to develop policies and guidelines governing these developments to the extent allowed by law. As you're hearing from Ms. Olson, there was no disclosure about any of this happening, and only recently, like in September, did we find out what Enel had planned for us. Enel, a Rome company in Rome, Italy, with their subsidiary, a limited liability company, Stockyard, and then there were two more of them up in the north part of the county, and they've withdrawn for the moment. But we open the door to all of it if we don't have some guidelines stopping solar development covering our countryside. We have this Mr. Procopia. He may be here. I don't know him. I've never heard a presentation from him. But he and his advocate, Landon put this on the agenda, and Landon's on a first-name basis with him. They're advocating for rescission of the moratorium, saying it's unlawful. But I believe, as an attorney, that the county can protect us for health and safety purposes. And I'm asking you to keep that moratorium while we get a grip on what's being proposed for our county. Mr. Procopia, in his email, just says that he wants to proceed with the project. And we don't know what the project is. We're beginning to learn. We found out in September, 3 months ago, that there will be 620,000 panels installed on 5,000 acres along a 9-mile stretch of Farm Road 1896. You told me you live on 1896? 5,000 acres, 620,000 glass panels. And I'm still not convinced. A hailstorm, or what happens with a tornado and the consequential damages? And where's any cleanup? We have six families benefiting from the solar lease of this property. Large tracts of land, six families. Thousands of families in our county are impacted adversely if this goes through. The solar development has promised two jobs. That was a matter of public record. It took us getting that through a Freedom of Information Act and going through the comptroller. Never released publicly in Franklin County. I guess by now the newspaper may have published it one time. This wasn't disclosed locally, but it was found in Austin with the comptroller's office. We obtained Freedom of Information disclosures in October, only 2 months ago, advising that 300,000 lithium batteries bigger than car batteries will be installed on a 20-acre installation across from the Harvey Morris addition. Now, the batteries last about 3.5 years. That's current technology, and that's best technology. So they, just for the first decade, let's say it lasts 10 years. The solar people said it lasts 30 or 40. This technology is moving forward. It's new. But let's say it lasts 10 years. 300,000 batteries. Where is anything ever told to us about where in the heck they're going to bury these lithium batteries? And if you get on the web, I mean, the fires are bursting out now in the explosions. And it's a 3-mile evacuation zone. And only last week did I get my hands finally on a map showing where this proposed location and industrial development is. It's 1.5 miles east of the city limits of my little town. What's the evacuation zone for the poison from a lithium battery? 3 miles. What in the world are we being asked to approve by an Italian company under a limited liability status? We have no disclosure from Mr. Procopia as to plans to dispose of these batteries, which have a 3.5-year life under current technology, nor any plans for disposal of the 620,000 solar panels, which leach their poisons into our water table. We can thank Stockyard's parent company. We can thank Stockyard. Their sister company, Stampede at Saltillo, has built the power station at Saltillo. Now we know what we face. They purchased 50 acres of land on County Road 2010, purchased as a purchase option, kind of hidden, so it takes some dealings to find this thing, about 1.5 miles east of Mount Vernon. 50 acres for the installation of one of these giant power plants. And by now, I hope all of you have seen this or been over to Saltillo. And I don't guess we have him any here today, but Greg Niehoff was here last time, and he said it's lighting up the night sky, constant noise. He came here from like Nevada and bought this land. Mr. Procopia plans to build a bigger plant here. It's bigger. Only last week I obtained this information. Batteries and plant, 50 acres, 1.5 miles east of Mount Vernon, County Road 2010. A Chernobyl, that's what they call them in the internet. I believe about 10% maybe, but it's enough. If it blows up, it's a Chernobyl. It's a 3-mile evacuation zone. It's a deadly fire. The gas spreads. This is new technology. Explosions are now occurring. We only hear Mr. Procopius say he'll commence his project. He wants us to back off of the moratorium so he can commence this project. We don't know anything about it. I'm sorry. We don't need, nor does our public want, this project benefiting foreign investors who could walk away from an LLC. That's a limited liability. Don't forget it. It does require a vast amount of water. We have the figures from Saltillo and what happens, 600,000 gallons a month. Put solar on the roofs of homes and buildings in Dallas. Hear the voice of your citizens. who say, leave our pastures and our land alone and don't use our guinea pig, our county as a guinea pig, for dangerous, untried technology. Listen to the voice of over 1,000, I've now checked it with Cindy, haven't we?
Yes.
We've got over 1,000 voters here. Listen to your public. Keep the moratorium.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. My name is Mary McLennan. I want to thank the commissioners for your efforts the past months to represent the public on the topic of solar. I do support the moratorium to allow time to examine effects of solar on the county and the public. I do support the road use agreement. I live on a county road and I know it can be overused. I ask that considering the 312 abatement guidelines, including number 11 on the agenda, that you include verbiage, as the comptroller has stated, is possible to include or exclude any particular industry. I ask you specifically exclude renewable energy, battery storage, and other industry category is included in the template language. And I don't know what you have, but I would ask that you check and make sure that we can avoid a 312 tax abatement for solar in particular. Thank you.
I'm Ronnie Barker, Mount Vernon, Texas, box 821. In the words of a great man, Kenny Rogers, don't worry, Judge, I'm not going to break into song.
It's all right.
You've got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them and know when to walk away and know when to run. The county's best poker player died this year. Rest in peace, Thomas Ramsey. He can't help. I didn't finish law school. Well, I never really started. However, what I think is that this big company does not want to file a lawsuit. It would take them forever to get anything started. So I'm saying, you guys stand your ground. Call their bluff. Thank you, folks.
I'm Dale Jordan, born and raised here. I live down at Lake Cypress Springs. My concern, one of my concerns, is the amount of water that they're going to be pulling out of Lake Cypress Springs to patrol or manage this. And I've had discussions with a number of friends down on the lake, and they are saying, please don't do this. Our water level is recovering to where people can get out and enjoy the lake, but they are not happy with the proposal of pulling $600,000 a month out of the lake. And if we have another drought like we have had, they'd be able to walk across the lake. So please consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. All right.
My name is Jim Emery. I'm on North Franklin Fire Department. Not only is the lithium batteries and all that a hazard, getting rid of them, we don't even have the technology, the equipment, or anything else to fight a fire that starts in one of these solar fields. They say they're going to give it to us. They said they give it to Milam County. I talked to chiefs in Milam County. They said nobody from a solar farm has talked to them in any kind of shape, form, or fashion. Have not given them any kind of equipment that they said they give them. It's been a complete lie on the solar farm people's part and what they have told at school board meetings and all and everything else. They have not contacted anybody in any way. I went to a GM class on electric vehicles on my own, me and my son. It will scare you to death, the concerns over these lithium-ion batteries. There's no way under God's green earth I would drive an electric vehicle from what I learned out of that class. And to have 300,000 of them in one location is absolutely terrifying if you do your homework and research on them and what they could do to us, our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. I don't want the things around. Thank you.
All right, anybody else?
Good morning, my name is Charlotte Truesdale. I live in Mount Vernon off 1896. I wasn't prepared to speak today, so I have no paper. But I just feel like I need to share something with all of you. I am fairly new here, and I will be directly impacted by this. I have visited the Saltillo facility. I've also lived in Japan and visited Hiroshima Peace Park. And I had the same feeling when I saw that facility in Saltillo. It brought me to tears because it is so devastating to see that much pasture land, that much beautiful part of the county covered with metal and glass and batteries and all of this that we don't know anything about other than what we citizens have been willing to research and look up. And if you have not been there and seen it, then you really need to reconsider your views on this until you do, because it is devastating. And I think it's ironic that they have named these different projects the way they have. Stampede, you know what a stampede is. They have done it. Stockyard, you know what they smell like. They are trying to do it. Lupinus comes from Latin. It means wolf. The wolf is at the door. And we need to stand our ground and keep them away, because we have a beautiful community here, and it's about to be destroyed if we let this go forward. So thank you for listening. That is my point of view, and I just thank all of you who are here listening and trying to do your part.
My name is Jenny Dennis, and my husband and I live out at Lake Cypress Springs, but I wasn't planning to speak anything either, so it's going to be short. I had to mail something recently at the post office box, and they won't even let you mail a teeny-weeny tiny lithium battery. Little tiny battery cannot go through the post office for any reason to anybody for anything. That just tells you how dangerous they are. The other thing, I'm trying to learn Italian. So my favorite cheese sayings is, noi siamo al gente, but I also like, noi siamo il popolo, which is, we are the people. And that's what we need to remember, is that we are the people, not them.
I just want to speak briefly. Mike Millinder. I live at the lake, but that's not germane to this. The gas that comes off of those batteries when they burn is hydrogen fluoride. When it mixes with water, which it dissolves very readily, it dissolves anything except plastic. You can etch glass with it. So if one of those things burns, I don't know if anybody saw the movie Alien, where they cut this thing and the ashes started burning through the decks. That's going to be us if one of those things burns. We're going to be watching that water come down to us. trying to see what all it kills.
Thank you, sir. All right, last one. Anybody else want to? Not move on. Yes, sir. Last one. We got to move on.
Most of you probably don't know me. My name is Mike Diedrich. I'm at Lake Cypress Springs as well and been there for 10 years. I think we've had a bunch of great speakers here this morning. And I guess the thing that I want to say, I've been on the lake 10 years, so selfishly, sure, I worry about the water and the lake level. But this community is a combination of lake people and community. It's a little diamond in the rough, if you will. I mean, Mount Vernon, for a city its size, most cities this size in the United States are ghost towns. We live in conjunction because good decisions are made and they're done in the interest of everyone. And I hope you guys make a decision and we stay away from the solar thing, because I don't see one upside to it at all, to our little diamond in the rough here. And I hope you all agree. Thank you.
Number three, consider take action on approving monthly reports. Did you see? The last monthly report?
Do we want to obviously find? Well, monthly reports will make.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number three. Well, how about we go together? Audit number two, audit claims against Ken and I'll drive their papers. That's the most important plan.
Okay. The amount that I'm asking you to show is $155,655.39.
$155,655.39.
Second. Yeah,
motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. 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 Consider good action on approving the monthly report.
Motion to second.
Second. Motion to second. Table item number three. All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed? Number four, first reading, replat lots 2R-A and 3R-A, phase 6 of Eagle Point Subdivision. Well, that's all right. You can go there. You got a podium in there.
They probably hear you. You go ahead from out there.
No, let's stop your next show.
Down to, I believe, the lender for property that lot 3 are.
Okay. You got any questions?
Yeah. Go to that right here. This is the line you're talking about right here. That's where it handles.
So this corrects all that, meets the criteria of the water district, and other requirements there.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Move it. Approved to reclass lot 2R and 3R and 4.
Now, the resulting reclass lot 3RA and 2RA.
Second. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Number 5, second reading. Replats 3.7R, phase 3 of Snug Harbor Subdivision. And y'all want to look at the reversing? Y'all want to sit again? We're working on this. Any corrections? Got a motion to approve? So moved. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Number 6, considering take action on approving appointment of Charlie Wilson. Jonathan Bell is 2022-2023 members of the Franklin County Child Welfare Division.
Judge, Linda says she had to go to the school therapist because she had to tell you guys that they passed her background checks and she just needs y'all's approval so that she can put it on the list.
Charlie, yes. I steal on the hat.
I know not everybody knows me in this county, but most people know me in this county. This is something that children are near and dear to me, and I really would like to do this.
Thank you. Rob, I figured I missed everybody a little bit. Okay.
Got a motion to approve. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 7. I tell you what, let's skip on down to number 12 and we'll come back after we go to the executive session. Let's go to number 12. Considering take action on approving the district court judge's order for the tomorrow life of Franklin County auditor.
Move to approve.
Second. Motion and second. Is any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 13, consider to take action on approving bond for the following newly elected appointed official, Craig Tillery, our county treasurer, and Ken T. Dow for fire marshal.
Second.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the ayes have it. Number 14, record certificate of completion for Mark Jumper for required 8 hours of educational training from the BG Young Institute of County Government. You got that for another 24 or 48 hours in turn. That is done. Y'all will go ahead and do the recognition in the other executive session. Okay. At this end of the day, every elected official in the county department 4 years. We just had an election. We do not have any Democrat, do we, Charlie?
No, they're all Republican.
And this ends some of our people's time away. And we've had a party. We had a little party for Sam, and we gave him a plaque, and we appreciate Sam. So I'm going to recognize Sam and his. We've got Eddie Crane, who had to go to the county clerk's surprise party that we gave her today. And so she missed that because she came over here to her, and they've been friends, and they traveled together a lot of places. So she's got, we gave her plaque some time ago. We have two.
Yes.
I'm getting them. I'm glad I've got two right now. Betty, so how many years you work again? Not just the last position, but 19. 19 years. How long? This is 12 years?
12 years.
As our county treasurer.
When I came to work here, I was kind of as an old highway patrolman, I came in here and I knew how the courts worked, and the courts were easy for me. It's this stuff we're doing right now that got there and doing all the legal stuff and everything we have. But this is honoring Betty Sue Allen, Franklin County Treasurer, in recognition of 20 years of dedication to the citizens of Franklin County. Your years of service are greatly appreciated and you will be missed. When I came into this job, I sat down that first day and I went, what in the world do I do? What am I supposed to do? Well, I started reading emails. Well, I didn't get any emails that time because I had a brand new email. So I went over and said, what exactly am I supposed to be doing today? And they, if it wasn't for her and our auditor time, Tina Phillips, I'd been lost as a goose because they gave me a pile of stuff. And about 3 days, I was busy all day long doing stuff. So she was very helpful. And Betty Sue says, you'll be greatly missed. This says January 1st, 2003 to December 31st, 2022. That's a long time. We appreciate you. And I appreciate the help.
There we go. Two and three and four. Gotcha.
Thank you, Betty Sue. And in 2014, there was an election, and that's when me and Larkin got reelected in November, the November election, correct? And our precinct two commissioner, Donnie Surratt, who passed away this last year, he was our commissioner, and he ran in March and got elected. Well, about what, August, June or August, he decided that his health was not good and he wanted to spend time with his grandchildren. And I've known Donnie for several years. He's a coach here, an ag teacher here, a great, great guy. And he decided he didn't want to, so our Republican chairman, remind me of his name.
Burt,
as a Republican chairman, had to choose who he wanted. Well, he chose Larkin.
Precinct
chairs.
The precinct chairs.
The precinct, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I think they all got together. They got to choose, and they chose Larkin. And in November, Larkin got elected in November. And he has served two terms. And when we first got into office, we had some battles too, didn't we? My goodness gracious, we had some battles. And we drove to Austin together a couple of times, meeting with some folks, and that got resolved, and lots of things happened and cleared up a lot of stuff. Martin's done a great job on the roads. He's done great trimming trees. I mean, it's a great thing. We've battled, me and him have fought as many much as anybody has. But we always come to the conclusion of what's best for the county, and it's always came out on top. And Larkin, I appreciate you, and I'll read this. Larkin Jumper, Commissioner of Precinct 2, in recognition of 8 years of dedication to the citizens of Franklin County, your years of service are greatly appreciated, and you will be missed January 1st, 2015, December 31st, 2022. If you'll stand up, we'll come over here.
Okay. Betty Sue, all three of them that are retiring, I'd like to get in one picture when we get through with the individuals, if you don't mind, step over this way. There we go. Limited space. Got to use one picture.
Not forgetting
anybody. Has he already got, had his client?
He's already
got it. Okay. All right. Now, Betty, she's already had her, and she's not able to be here today with other commitments. All right. Tilt it back a little bit more. There we go. That didn't neglect. One, two. You can smile about it.
Okay, so you have a discussion items?
No.
When you're not allowed to, Betty Sue, speech?
I don't know what I can sign anything about.
Well,
it is bittersweet.
Founder, I would appreciate the citizens of Franklin County putting their trust in me, and I'm getting the job.
And I know it's hard to get tired, it'll be good that you spend more time with mom and everybody else that you can do, and do that, and not get you down off whatever it is, make anything mad and rip on the line. But we appreciate your work that you've done for us, all of y'all. Okay, anybody have anything else on discussion items? If not, we will go back to.
I do have one thing on discussion item, and I don't know. I'm going to ask this, maybe you can ask.
Okay. Well, wait, don't say like that about it, because I said some good stuff about it. Go ahead.
I got a call yesterday. TxDOT resurfaced 1896. This guy's got three vehicles, all of them got broke windshields. And that's the second or third call of that. Who do they call? Who do they contact?
Well, I'll tell you what the law says.
Okay. Because he did a lousy job.
Yeah. The law says if it falls off of a truck or off of a vehicle and breaks your windshield, that person is responsible. If it's actually off the road, thrown from the tire or from the road, then it's just the responsibility of the owner of the vehicle. Now, we have broken windshields before in the county, and I know that we have paid for some windshields before and everything.
But this is not a county road.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm talking about. County roads, we have actually paid for some windshields before and everything. Mary, do you have anything?
I did call the highway department about it out here. She actually gave me an Austin phone number. I didn't ask, but I was telling her I got hit three times on this particular weekend. And she said, do you want the phone number to call them or replace your windshield?
Well, and they may do it. They may have a program.
So, I haven't called you yet because you keep getting hit. But
I'd rather resurface the road again.
For sure.
Yeah.
But they come out with a sweeper and clean it up. Because she said to me, when they came out with the sweeper, I said, well, it's throwing rocks again. So they came out again, but it's throwing rocks again.
You're talking about bitter sweets. You want your road fixed, and just as soon as you fix it. But anyway, it's, the law states that's kind of the way it works, but there are places in we've replaced them. There are places in my house. All righty. Number 7, recess into executive session. Permission to recess into executive session for government code 551.07. Consultant for the attorney regarding any of the possible litigation. And what we'll do is we'll go downstairs and meet down there. And I'm going to ask, since we're going to have our two new commissioners Sunday, they will be official, and that's 2 days away. They kind of need to be involved in some of this stuff. I should have invited you. I'm sorry, I should have invited you last time. But I'd like for y'all to come in. Is that all right, Anna, with you? Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You will come back up here, Judge?
Yeah, we'll come back up here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Time.